want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. Today's Modern Worship. And we want to thank you for making us part of your day. I know. On Friday, I said I'd see you tomorrow. I got a lady at church that she says that just about every Saturday she goes to listen to the radio program. And I'm not there. And she's like, where's Pastor Bob? And then she remembers that it's Saturday. And so I didn't get to see you on Saturday, but here we are. It's Monday. And we are thankful that you are going to be spending the next half hour with us. Hey, I don't know if you've noticed, but we're in the month of May now, pretty seriously into the month of May. And that means we are getting close to hurricane season, which means it's hot. It's hot. And if your air conditioner is flailing under the strain of the rising thermometer, I want to recommend the folks at Wyrick Air to you. They're in Rockledge, Florida. Their phone number is 321-632-9538. 321-632-9538. You might spend some time out of the area. I know there's a lot of snowbirds that go back up north and down here. Well, I want you to know you can get a hold of them via a 1-800 number, even if you're out of the area and you've got a problem with your AC down here. It's 1-800-423-7424. Those two phone numbers are 321-632-9538 and 1-800-423-7424. Wyrick Air has been providing professional sales, service, and repair in the air conditioning, heating, and electrical fields for over 40 years. They work in residential and commercial settings and provide emergency service when necessary. They strive to provide you the best service possible at an affordable price all the time. So if you find yourself in need of their services, give them a call, 321-632-9538. You'll love doing business with them. Dennis and Carla are a big, big blessing to the body of Christ in more ways than just air conditioning. They faithfully serve at a church, and they've got a heart for Jesus, and so I want to recommend their services to you. You will be blessed by their professionalism. So let me take you today back to Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6, we made a little progress the other day. We started talking about that God wants to deliver us from a lack of direction in our lives. I also want to let you know today that he delivers us from darkness. He calls us out of darkness into his marvelous light. You are meant to walk in the revelation that God provides for you. It is so much easier to navigate when you have the proper lighting. I know a number of people through the years who have said, you know, I'm getting to that age, I don't like to drive at night anymore. It's harder for me to see. That's what they said to me. I don't have any problems. I just want to make that clear. Where they prefer having the proper illumination if they're going to be trying to navigate the roads that they've got to travel on. Well, how much more important is it for us spiritually to not be living in spiritual darkness, but to be living with supernatural revelation and illumination? So let me take you back to Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 20, and we'll go down to verse number 29 in our reading. My son, keep your father's command, and do not forsake the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart. Tie them around your neck. When you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. And when you awake, they will speak with you. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law a light. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life, to keep you from the evil woman, from the flattering tongue of a seductress. Do not lust after her beauty in your heart, nor let her allure you with her eyelids. For by means of a harlot, a man is reduced to a crust of bread, and an adulteress will prey upon his precious life. Can a man take fire to his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one walk on hot coals and his feet not be seared? So is he who goes into his neighbor's wife. Whoever touches her shall not be innocent. Now, let me just say this again. This victimization can go both ways. It's not just, you know, this poor guy, he was so helpless against this, the allure of this woman. It goes both ways. The problem isn't whether it was man or woman. The problem is with the individual, and that the devil will use that area of our lives to try and keep us in darkness. Listen, the devil loves to work in the area of obscurity, wherever details are not disclosed. He will never tell you the full price tag. So you need to understand, when God tells us things in advance, he is doing that to deliver us from potential problems. So here in verse number 23, it says, for the commandment is a lamp and the law a light. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life. So the word of God brings understanding. It brings illumination and revelation to the situation. At my house, we've had a number of situations through the years that have made for family story memories that bring a great deal of humor to many people, laughter and to people's lives. And a lot of those have to do with me trying to navigate a poorly lit room. There are some things that I've done in my life where I was in a restaurant as a teenager or early 20s guy. I was in there with my parents, and because the dining room was poorly lit, I ended up eating a roll that I buttered with sour cream, which was supposed to have been for the potato. And I wasn't even big on sour cream then. And so I don't like to eat in a dimly lit room, because I want to make sure that I'm eating what I think I should be eating. So the word of God can protect us from, by bringing revelation about internalizing things that we should not be letting in. It should be a guard in our life. There are humorous stories that, you can hear around my family about a jet black dog that we had, whose name was Shadow, a large dog, very black dog, and a poorly lit room, and me trying to journey across the living room. All of a sudden I found myself tripping into the dog, and the dog's trying to get away from me, and he's stumbling and bumbling the same direction that I'm trying. I'm just trying to find a soft place to land is all and it ended up being comical, all because I couldn't see him. Everybody knows what it is like to try and walk through your house in the middle of the night and find the corner of the bed, you know, the bedpost, or the foot of the bed, or the chair of a leg. And you wouldn't have that problem if there was proper lighting, but you know, there's other people around and you don't want to disturb them. So you're trying to remember by memory and bam, you suddenly find that object of pain because you can't see it. You can't see it. God doesn't want us journeying in darkness. He wants us living by faith, walking by faith, not so much by sight, but it's faith in Him. It is doing the journey with Him, not just doing the journey, like we said on Friday's program, with a lack of direction. You know, when God is with you through the storm, then it's going to be okay. You're going to be able to get through the process. It's not going to be a problem. God never gets lost. God never starts a journey that He's not going to finish the journey. So doing life with Him, it's going to be revelation. There is no shadow of turning with Him. There is no darkness in Him. You know, there are everybody when they're dating, they end up putting their best foot forward, and they are actually many times concealing a you know, the less pleasant aspects of their life. And so we have to protect ourselves. We have to operate with wisdom by the Word of God, so we don't wake up one morning and we look over and say, who is that person? Where did all those horrible aspects of their personality come from? Well, they were always there. You were just blinded to them. And so the commandment is a lamp and the law a light. The first thing I will tell you is if you're going to walk in covenant relationship with somebody, the Word of God does not want you entering into agreement or into covenant with people who do not share the same faith that you do. And I'm not just talking about Christian, non-Christian. I'm talking about faith. You know, you want people who are going to bolster your faith and build you up in your faith. And so one of the people from our church, we were having a conversation, and I heard them say something. I said, did you get that from the sermon that I just preached? And they said, no, I heard somebody else say that. And I was like, well, I just shared that the day before. And they said, really? They said, that's the first time I'd heard it. It was a few weeks ago. And I said, yeah, I heard it years ago, and it's been one of those truths that I would speak. And it helps you to understand what is going on. It brings light to the situation. If you are living and you're wanting to know, God, is this your direction, or is this over here your direction? Bring it to the Word of God. Now you got to get into the Word of God. You got to know the Word of God, and you'll find that God has spoken to a lot more situations than what you may have thought He had spoken to. You know, there's a commercial on television, and it just drives me crazy about people who are looking for some sort of affirmation from a person that they've never met, and speaking into their life things that the other person really doesn't know. And these people come away and they say, wow, this was just the greatest thing ever. Well, you know what? I want to encourage you to skip a step. And that is, go to God. Because God knows when you were formed in your mother's womb. He knows the purpose from before the foundation of the world as to why He created you. He knows every part of your DNA. He knows the number of hairs on your head or the lack thereof. He knows the natural color of your hair. During the self-isolating phase that we went through in April, somebody posted on Facebook and said 88% of the world's blondes are getting ready to disappear over the next 8 weeks. He knows not only the number of hairs, He knows the actual color, and knows your height, knows the things that you think about. I'm here to tell you that God doesn't ask you to walk a wall of mirrors and just feel your way through life. He says, I've given you the word of God, my love letter to you, so that you know this is the way. Walk in it. And so he has the light that is there. Jesus is the light of the world. But as we walk in his light, we also reflect that light to the world that needs that light as well. And so I pray that your mirror is not smudged. I pray that it's a clean mirror, that it reflects adequately the light that it is supposed to. So I preached a sermon one time on incorrect perceptions. I'd taken a picture of myself with some filters that I found someplace, and it was kind of like a fun house. It would take the same picture, and it would create a long, skinny me, and then it would create a short, fat me. That one really didn't have to work too hard, but it showed all sorts of different configurations. And the truth of the matter was the details were in there, but the image itself wasn't correct. We needed an accurate filter. The Word of God is a mirror for our life to show us what we really look like. It says, reproofs of instruction are the way of life. So let me help in the area of criticism. Okay? First of all, you live in a fallen world. People are not always going to treat you kind. Even people in the church are not always going to treat you kind. Not only that, not only have you probably not been treated kind all of the time, even in church, but there are probably times that you've not treated other people as well as they were supposed to be treated, and you were part of the church. So we need to realize that not everybody is going to nail this area of life 100%. The title of my Easter message this year was Nailed It, and there are two different perceptions of that. My generation said, man, when you did it really well, you nailed it. My daughter's generation says, Dad, nailed it is a term of ridicule now for a person who thinks that they hit the ball out of the park and they really, you know, didn't even make contact. They missed it entirely. I want you to know Jesus nailed it when it came to your resurrection or to the forgiveness of your sins through his sacrifice and through his resurrection. He didn't miss it any at all. He loves you, and his word of God will provide a marvelous guide for your life so that you don't need a whole lot of correction. But you live in a world, people are going to, you know, everybody has an opinion, and most people are not afraid to share it. It doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. They want everybody to know what their opinion is. Whether they've got any experience in the field or not, they are an expert in all fields and will be happy to criticize you without any reservation. I tell people that pastoring is one of the jobs in the world that everybody, even unbelievers, know how to do my job better than I do, and all I've done is do this for 30 years and, you know, gone to school for it and still going, still trying to become better at it. So you're going to get some negative feedback, but let me tell you what it says here about correction and living in darkness. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life. It doesn't really take any particular skill to point out to somebody, you messed up. Okay? Statement of fact is not helpful. But a reproof of instruction that enhances the way that you live is priceless. And so, you know, if somebody came to me and said, you know, I saw your video during the self-isolation phase, you know, Your hair was way too big. I agree. Wasn't anything I could do about it. Well, you got this in your life. You know, the question is, can I do anything about that? If you cannot do anything about it, it is not an adequate criticism. So a person came to me one time and they said they wanted to give some constructive criticism, and it was about a person's voice, their vocal tone. Well, I'm sorry, that's not something that anybody can do anything at all about. And which brings me to another point. If you are going to offer constructive criticism, you need to have a relationship with that person before you do. Establish the relationship, and at some point in time, the person will give you permission to speak into their life. Or maybe not. It's okay. So, if you're going through life and you don't have anybody that is speaking reproofs of instruction into your life, then you're missing out on improving yourself. I've got people that still speak into my life. I've lost a couple of them here over the past couple of years, but I've still got people who, if they speak correction into my life, I'm going to say, I probably need to work on that. I've had other people that spoke things into my life that I prayed about, I sought God about. I said, God, I don't see in me what they say that they see in me. What do you see? And, you know, if God says, well, I see what they see, then I need to correct it. Not because they said it, but because God said it. But if God says, you know what? What they are doing is speaking out of their pain. They're speaking out of their hurt, not out of your betterment. Then at that point in time, I say, well, you know what? I need to move on then. I don't need to carry this baggage with me, because I want to be a God pleaser, not a man pleaser. But we do live in a situation where we need accountability in our life. The word of God brings light to the situation, but the Proverbs also says, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend or a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. It is a matter of true friendship where you are able to come together and say, how can we get better? It's not just one piece of iron sharpening another piece of iron. It's a two-way relationship. I'll be honest with you, I don't do one-way streets well. People who put all of the responsibility upon you, I don't do that type of relationship very well at all. I'm willing to do my part, but I can't do my part and your part. I want to have relationships where we can say, let's grow in our faith together. So if you ever go to church and the pastor speaks a word and you come out of there and say, well, I can't believe he preached that. He was preaching that message right at me. I can tell you from past experience that most of the time the pastor hasn't got your name written in his notes. He's just preaching what God laid upon his heart. And if that word came forth, then say, you know what, God, thank you. You know, a lot of people, if you criticize them, I mean, they are devastated. If you try and help them to become better, they are just devastated because they don't think that there's any room to improvement. I remember when American Idol first came on that there were these people who couldn't carry a tune in a bucket, and people said, oh man, you're just the best singer ever. Well, they lied. And they finally had to tweak that because they had people coming on to get famous for being bad. But the coaches that were on there, they ended up tweaking their vocal skills and made them incredible, incredible singers. You know, the best golfers in the world have golf coaches. They have swing coaches. They have putting coaches. They have body coaches, strength coaches, flexibility coaches. They even have mental coaches helping them to process that. They have people around them helping to manage the part of their game, the part of being a professional golfer that is outside of the golfing itself, their endorsements and their appearances and all of that sort of stuff, manage their points. They surround themselves with people who have one goal, and that is to make this person the best that they could possibly be. Shouldn't we in the body of Christ also come along and say, you know what? I want God to speak into my life. I want to thank him for my mom and my dad and the faith that they have and the fact that they could speak into my life. But I also want to thank him for my pastor. I want to thank him for my Sunday school teachers and my worship leaders. I want to thank him for the members of the body of Christ that he has surrounded me with, not so they can beat me up every week, but so they can help to refine me. They can help me to improve. They can help me to grow in the Word of God and understanding the Word of God and living the Word of God and teaching the Word of God. If you read in the book of Ezra, Ezra's back in the Old Testament, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it, but it's in chapter 7. Ezra chapter 7, right before the book of Nehemiah, which is right before Job. I'm turning back there, and right before Esther. So there's Nehemiah, Ezra chapter 7, getting there, almost there. I want to tell you what it says about Ezra. He did three things. He studied the Word of God, he lived the Word of God, and he taught the Word of God. And I'm sorry I don't have that reference in there, but I will find it. But those are three things. I pray today that you'll have people around you that will help you to know the Word of God, to live the Word of God, and help you to share the Word of God. God bless you. We will see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@Hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Because of